Continuing our election coverage now with KUOW's Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins. Austin, good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
Let's start with gun background checks. Measure 594, expanding those checks to private gun sales, gun shows, transfers. That passed. The NRA has been successfully opposing measures like this. How significant is it that it passed here in Washington?
If you look nationally, Bill, this is significant. According to the Brady Center on Gun Violence, this is the first time in 14 years that a state has expanded gun control measures, if you will, on the ballot. It was Oregon and Colorado back in 2000. Historically, Washington voters have not been open to expanded gun control measures. But this idea, this concept of background checks that apply not just when you walk into a firearms dealer, into a gun store, but when you're selling person to person, has pulled well from the beginning. And voters in Washington were embracing the idea with a 6 in 10 saying yes to this with the first batch of ballots in.
And we've all been wondering, will that pass at the same time this anti-gun background check measure 591 passes? And then what's going to happen? Well, 591 failed. Is that it for the NRA and other gun control opponents' attempts on this?
There was some talk already last night from the 591 proponents that they might be down at the legislature asking about changes to this. There are definite concerns from the pro-gun rights folks about whether this is too expansive, too broad, whether the definitions of a transfer are just impractical. The reality is this initiative will go into effect. It's going to be very hard to amend it for the first 2 years because it requires a two-thirds vote. And after that, I think, you know, experience will show. And if there need to be changes, perhaps the legislature would be open to that. And, you know, I could imagine that the gun rights folks might be lobbying for those changes within the next couple of years.
Let's talk about the legislature. The Democrats were hoping to take the Senate to consolidate their control, prevent Republicans from caucusing their way into control of the state Senate, and it didn't happen. What's your take?
Well, you know, this was a night when Republicans across the country had the wind at their backs. That certainly seems to have been the case here in Washington state. We knew that these Republican incumbents in the primary were doing well. They polled well in the primary. There was a lot of money spent. As you know, Democrats very desperate to take back the Senate, but just didn't seem to ever really have the winds on their side. And in fact, what it looks like is Republicans or the majority coalition caucus will have given up a seat and then picked up a seat. And that it's a 25 to have a majority in the Washington State Senate. It looks like Republicans will have 25 plus Tim Sheldon, that Democrat who's joined with Republicans, caucuses with them. So they'll have 26, which is where they were last year. But Republicans will probably be in charge, will probably have a Senate Republican leader, unlike what we had this year with Rodney Tom, the Democrat, who was the head of that caucus.
And last question, Austin Jenkins, our Olympia correspondent. What does all that mean for actual public policy from the state lawmakers that will affect people's lives?
Well, and I'll note that it looks like the Washington House is tightening up, too. Several seats in play there, and Republicans could make some gains. And you know, it looks like probably more of the same, that these are going to be hard-fought battles on the big issues, education funding and reform, transportation, the governor's environmental and climate change agenda. You can go down the list and just see that there are very different philosophies coming to bear, and I think everyone's anticipating a protracted legislative sessions.
And it'll be your job to follow that and explain it to us all along the way. Okay, Austin?
Absolutely.
KUOW's Olympia correspondent, Austin Jenkins.